News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State. It is 7:05 on January the 25th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're going to have a little more time today to be catching up on things that have happened during the week. Hillary appearing in front of Congress. Joe Biden out there fighting for the right to not own guns, among other things. Of course, I'm joined today as my co-host is Eric Wittstrom, Five Star Bank.
Good morning.
And we're going to be talking, economic stuff and,
anything you want to talk about.
Anything, because you're a man of many facets. But then just like Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Bad Bob. What are you doing?
He's twisting knobs and pushing buttons.
Yeah, I know. I catch him like that. He's on the phone. He's calling Wells Fargo. Oh, we have our Wells Fargo one. Hey, today we have Bold Truth and Agenda 21 on, this morning. They're, both, speaking of both talking on topics that are of interest here to a lot of people in the North State and throughout the country, of course, on the government and the more power the government seems to be taking. And those shows will come on from 9 to 10 and 10 to 11. Here we try to talk about everything, including the Little Mermaid from the School of the Arts. I think they're all going to be in here swimming their way through,
all right,
through our lives. And, you know, just they were on Linda's show last night, and Linda just goes, it's just, they are adorable. And she said, they're singing, and she says, they're singing the tracks. And they've got the headphones up against, and she says they don't hit the wrong notes. They're just adorable. So they may be on today. I don't know, maybe a bit early for them. Who knows?
Who knows?
You know what? We're going to start our day off as we do Monday through Friday with Chris Lasondak from our buddies at the Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over half an hour into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are continuing to rally. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 38 points at 13,863. The S&P 500 is adding 5 points at 1,500 even, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 18 points at 3,148. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 115 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange today, Procter & Gamble up $2.54 at $72.96. Halliburton adding $1.58 at $39.39. Bank of America up 7 cents at $11.60, while Ford is down 18 cents at $13.69. Of local interest, PG&E is up a dime at $41.60. Safeway is down 11 cents at $19.20. And North Valley Bank down 84 cents at $15.76. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.92%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's up 40 cents a barrel at $96.35. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $8.72 an ounce at $16.58.64, while silver's down 21 cents at $31.42 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning right here in KCNR. And if you want to give them a call at 530-243-7561, do so. They're the ones that will tell you how to work your way through the jungles of Wall Street. Or just stop by Park Marina Drive where their offices are. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, there is weather. Didn't even turn on your own microphone.
Mostly cloudy this morning and some rain this afternoon. Couple of showers tonight. Cloudy and some more showers. 47 for the low. Chance of rain 30%. Cloudy, more showers tomorrow, and a high pushing 60 degrees right now in Reading. It was freezing a few days ago. This morning we are looking at 50.
It was 29. I remember saying 29 degrees here, like what, 3 days ago.
Yeah. We got some warm stuff coming through here, and this report As always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Last night was pizza night up there. Big night, pizza night. And then, of course, music on the weekends, dining, dancing, great music, horseback riding, sporting clays. They're building their new pavilion there, made out of wrought iron.
Yeah.
Well, wrought steel and glass. Wow. All local laborers. All that money is being put back into the economy here, up there at Anselmo Vineyards. Of course, he'll probably be shut down by the county staff in this because, you know, he didn't
put a red ribbon on the envelope.
Yeah, you know what? This could be solved. It seems to me it could be solved. He said here on the air, said, I'm willing to walk away from it. He says, just tell me what the permits are and get somebody out there to inspect it and, you know, he says, let's just stop this madness.
Yep.
And you know what? They're in depositions. They're not stopping. So it just could be carried out. And he's won 12 of the 13 motions. What if he wins this? What happens then? This is when you have to kind of be concerned. Is that fine? Not only are you going to pay for all my, legal, but what about any business I've lost? And you've held back on me, especially since they just found out that none of his property is in the Williamson Act. Did you know that?
No.
The county did not turn in the right paperwork. So none of his property up there is in the Williamson Act.
It was never finalized.
They never filed it correctly, according to a letter I saw from a lawyer. So if that's the case, okay, he's got back taxes, but all right. Okay. But he did everything he was supposed to. He applied for it. It just wasn't put in.
Might have another claim.
Well, you know what? If this is true, as said by Walt McNeil.
You know, we've had some discussions on this, and I, like you, think that if calm minds would just get in the room.
4 years ago, this year, never happened. I think it could still happen.
Solve it. Yeah.
The border supervisors need to lean into this. They're not doing that. And why is that? I mean, you know, it's a legal thing. No, it's not.
Yep.
The border supervisors, somebody needs to take the lead there.
You can enter into a mediation and just solve it. Say, yeah. let's all let bygones be bygones. Let's figure out what the issues are and solve them. And solve it. Once and for all, be done.
You're absolutely right. Yep. Okay, Eric.
All right.
Eric Wistrom is our guest today. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about, I was just down in Fairview.
Fairview.
Was that Fairview?
Fairfield?
Fairfield on the way down to San Francisco?
Something like that.
Okay.
I was
right past there.
Okay.
I want to talk about something that happened there that I find just amusing and I think everybody else will about. How far can we take political correctness? We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Eric Wistrom. Linda is on sabbatical and she will be back soon. Bad Bob, take us out.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Oh, hey, welcome back. Eric and I are discussing something, and which we're getting ready to talk about right now.
Okay.
Carl Bott and Eric Winstrom. Eric's five-star bank, but is here also because, well, he's a good friend. He's a good friend, but he was here. He's going to be here my co-host today since Linda's on her sabbatical.
Yes.
And
I can't replace her.
You can't replace her. Oh, no.
No.
And
I
for
can
everybody,
only be a cheap imitation.
And for everybody that's worried about this, is Linda is fine. If you heard her on last night on the spot with Linda Bott, she's just her wild carefree self again. She's just getting all of her music digitized, which is happening with Pam Karch. Okay. She's redoing, the kitchen. She's, you know what? It's just, she's on this roll. She said, well, I can come back next week. I said, not as long as the house looks like this. You know, I mean, you owe me a house that doesn't look like this, you know, over here in this area. It's got to be finished. She said, okay. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great drinks there. Anything you want made by the girls there, great prices. Tobacco and Brew will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. Discounts for veterans always. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Perfect.
Now, We've got all these things to talk about.
Right.
Do you want to start with your fireman thing?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, you don't want to talk about that.
He might be listening.
First of all, a big happy birthday to my sister.
Happy birthday to
Sandy,
Carl's sister,
Sandy. Sandy Thomas. Sandy Bott Thomas. Lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee, is a lawyer there. We've talked about her before many times. My sister's the one, you know, I have lived a harsh life. Not from my parents and everything. They were jewels. My harsh life started the day after I walked away from.
You brought it on yourself.
Yeah. The day I walked, you know, and started, when I moved out of the house, my harsh life started. But my sister helped me with that. She helped train me for that harsh life by putting the first 8 stitches in my head.
Wow.
were from my sister. And I hope that, you know, I'm going to call her up and so she can listen to this because I want to do it early in the morning. So sis, is the time we were, it was a Saturday morning, and my mom told us to go outside and play. It's a beautiful day outside. It was one of those fall days. So I put on, you know, remember those hats that, they're not furry, but they're real kind of like fuzzy hats you put on with the ears, the ear flaps came down,
sure.
But you put the ear flaps up. Well, my sister's on the old swing set, and they had that glider that went back and forth. Well, back then, before they had safety, you know, you put your hands around these little iron pipes that were sharp, and you put your feet around these little iron pipes. So I jumped on behind her, and she just pushed me off. And when she did, I hit the ground. The glider came back, hit me in the side of the head. Well, I put my hat back on, walked around the front of the house, and I said, I think I hurt myself. Took off my hat. Blood comes pouring out, which was really good for my mom. 8 stitches later. And
sister.
A tetanus shot. Anyway, she will, thank you, sis, because you kind of like introduced me to that portion of my life. And frankly, it's kind of fun. So I've had many, 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 many stitches since then. And
a few other hard knocks.
Lots of staples, you know, a few operations, you know, a few intrusions of my body by things. Anyway, all right. Happy birthday, sis. I love you. All right. Now.
Now.
That was my big thing. It's time to, I tell you what, let's take a break and come back and let's talk about Governor Brown, because it's almost sounding like he's Republican
he's
in nature.
Moving
to the center here?
Moving to the center.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Governor Brown and what he said. And is this is this something that is just for, you know, public consumption? And as soon as he got off the stage, he went,
boom.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event is sponsored in part by Swift Properties, Premier West Bank, and Bar in Mudford.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, guess what's coming up?
What's coming up?
February 2nd. Is it February 2nd?
Groundhog Day.
No. Crab Feed is on the fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, February 2nd. Doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive. This is for the Shasta Women's Refuge. If you haven't been to the Crab Feed on there, you're missing the Crab Feed. I mean, Anderson is a great Crab Feed, but the Women's Refuge, it is also great. All you can eat crab, silent and live auctions, Dutch raffles, and a thousand other things.
And a good time.
A great time. Just remember to bring all your stuff that you need to have a crab night there, including your crab hat.
And a bib.
And a big bib.
And a big bib. Or a t-shirt that you
bring,
throw away.
Bring a camouflage poncho.
We've worked that at our Rotary. Uh-huh. We do a lot of support things for Reading East Rotary, and we support a lot of different community activities. This is the funnest event to work at.
It's
nothing but fun. It's a great time.
It is.
And a great cause.
And I think you start seeing, it opens at 4, and I think you start eating, what, 6? Something like that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Might have a, you know, there's a couple
there's
bars.
Lots of things.
A couple can, bars set couple, up there.
I know it's hard to believe, but yep. There's drinking.
Rotarians might be pouring. Whatever that means.
Yeah. Okay. Governor Brown.
So yes.
We talk about this one. Governor Brown's statement, you know, hey, yes, we took the taxes. That's going to allow us, but it's only for 7 years. Temporary taxes. And we've got to do something with it. We have to balance our budget. We have to make our cuts. We have to fix our education system. Yep. We have to build a $26 billion high-speed train.
Yes.
What the hell is that? What is it? Why do we need a high-speed train for $26
billion? To get to Fresno.
From where?
I was in Fresno once. It was closed.
Yeah, but it, I mean, is it Fresno to where? It doesn't go to Sacramento.
No, you know, the first phase, at least from what I remember, is going to be down the valley. And
wouldn't you think that we'd hold off another couple of years?
Go from nowhere to almost nowhere. But
why would we do that? I mean, so we the voters, not me. I didn't vote for it. You know, I just said, I can't believe you made all the cuts you say you can when we've still got illegals getting college fees and we're still, you know, all illegals getting all
the... We give enough money to people
they shouldn't be here. And then, you know, so you've given all these out and so now we're going to fix it with this extra taxes. But what he said was...
Yes.
He's got to, you know, and this is the scary part, that Governor Brown may become the most conservative...
Democratic governor.
Ever compared to his, senators and his, assemblymen who now have the super majority and can go after taxes. They can change things. They've got the fire tax. They've got, I mean, who knows what else
they
can do.
Who knows what they're.
And stand by for you think the gun, you know, their ludicrous gun control regulations before were bad. Stand by. Here they come. I don't even have an idea what they can do.
Well, the snippets that you read of, you know, the different bills that are being, are just silly. They're
silly. Cartridges. Yeah. I mean, okay, if we limit your amount of cartridges, then of course the place will be safer.
Of course it doesn't matter, because have you been to a store recently?
There is none.
There is none.
However, I was down in Fairview.
Fairfield. Jellybelly. Capital
of Jellybelly. Yeah, I didn't know that we were there. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
You can take a tour.
Big factory outlet store down there.
You can get a
factory outlet store for Jellybellies?
Absolutely.
But that's where they're manufactured. You can take a tour.
Wait a minute. I mean, is it like better prices?
They're the ones they reject because they're a little off shape or something like that.
The belly flops. yep. Isn't that right? The kids have them. It's the belly flops. They're bigger and more sugar.
They've got two stores down there that are just ammo stores.
Yeah.
Can you believe this?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, in Fairview. Fairview?
Field.
Fairfield. Fairfield. I was really impressed.
That's not right.
Fairfield. And it's in, Sonoma County. Is that it?
I think that's, Solano.
Solano County. Yeah. Anyway, they had just two stores right there in Vacaville that are just ammo stores. That's what it says. Ammo Incorporated.
Huh. Are they full?
No.
They're empty too.
They're empty too. So I'm saying, you know, this must be pretty tough to be having an ammo store and you don't have ammo. I mean, what else do you sell? Anyway, Governor Brown has promised to fix all these things. But then he talks about this, all the money that we're going to be spending on the high speed rail. You know what? And, you know, holding costs down at the second, you know, at the universities. We talked about that. But you know that the legislators there are going to be looking to stick in those social programs, refund all of them, and at the expense of what? I mean, we got all this money. Let's spend it. We're good for 7 years. That's next year. Let's look at it next year.
So you want to hear the headlines of the LA Times opinion?
Okay. Yeah. What is it?
Jerry Brown for president. I think we heard that before.
He's too old.
That's a rerun.
He's too old.
75.
He's too old.
Can you believe that?
He's too old.
Well, you haven't been here all your life.
Otherwise.
I've been here all my life. Yeah. I remember the first round of Jerry Brown.
Oh, I do, but it was worse then.
It was different.
It was. But he was dating
Linda Ronstadt.
You know what? There's got to be something. There's got to be something about a man.
He had that 20th story apartment with a mattress in the corner, austere, and his Dodge Dart, 65 Dodge Dart,
which is probably worth millions today. Okay, we've got the. I believe we've got the. I think we have our School of the Arts coming in here for for The Little Mermaid. I think so. They were on Linda's show last night. I have them coming down today. So we'll be right back after these messages and after the news. Carl Bott, Eric Woodstrom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
the Fox Business Network. Stocks are coming off session highs after a disappointing report on the U.S. housing market. New home sales fell more than 7% in December. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 40 points. Meanwhile, President Obama is choosing national security expert Dennis McDonough as his fifth chief of staff. McDonough has advised the president on foreign policy for nearly a decade and most recently served as the deputy national security advisor. The president's set to make the announcement at 12:10 p.m. Eastern. And come Sunday, it'll cost you a penny more to send that card to grandma. First class stamps are going up to 46 cents. Postcard postage also is rising a penny to 33 cents. Since 1885, when the price for the first ounce of a first-class letter was 2 cents, rates have increased 24 times. The hikes come as the Postal Service still pays into future retiree health care benefits and consumers increasingly migrate to online services. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread, and of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hello, this is Reading Police Chief Robert Paletti. On January 30th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers, I am going to hold my first town hall meeting to discuss crime in our community and update the community on changes and goals setting for the Reading Police Department. I encourage the community to please attend, and after I do my update, I will answer any questions that the community has so that I can learn about your concerns as well.
That's the town hall meeting with RPD Chief Robert Paletti at the Reading City Council Chambers, 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January 30th.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State, right here in Reading, reaching the world. via KCNR1460.com, streaming. And if you got any questions, give us a call at 530-605-4567. It is 7:34 in the morning. Eric Wickstrom, Five Star Bank, is my co-host here. And Linda is still on sabbatical, as she is, as I explained, is now trying to put back the house that she tore apart during the rehab here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County since 2004. Providing the assistance, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. Every one of the people that Sharon uses at Home Helpers has been background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. Now, do you need help? Do you need assistance for your loved ones? Well, give Sharon a call. She'll schedule a complimentary in-home assessment. Give her a call at 530-226-8350. Home Helpers. Last night, my wife had an experience here in the studio. And it's because the Reading School of the Arts Little Mermaid cast came in and just, she said, knocked my socks off. They were so good. And with us today is Hillary Rogerson, who is the drama teacher out at Reading School of the Arts and the director of Disney's Little Mermaid.
Hello.
How do you like that?
I love it.
So you know what? School of the Arts, you're the drama teacher. Aren't you like right below the principal, or are you the principal? Aren't you like the most important person there? Say it out loud.
No, I won't say that out loud. I'll just think it in my heart. No.
In their heart, they know who's in charge.
I'm a part of a very large crew of staff and parent volunteers. Our parent volunteers are really what make our show spectacular. They take it over the top.
Well, when we were out there for the Veterans Day, the first grade class saying thank you.
Doesn't that just make you get tears in your eyes?
It teared me up right away. So it was, thank you, Mr. Soldier. Thank you, soldier.
Men and women, brave and strong.
Yeah. I mean, the first graders, see, and they were just belting it out. And it was like, oh, this is really good. And then you got like a little brass ensemble out there.
Our little strings. Yeah,
they really
did great.
Like it. I see little kids walking by. I wonder if that's one of them's yours, or is that, would there be anybody coming in?
No, I am solo today, with my 5-year-old son.
Oh, maybe that was him. He's heading over to get a cup of coffee. Hey, give him some sugar and some chocolate too back there, okay,
Actually,
Bob?
Actually, he takes it black.
Okay. So tell us about the Little Mermaid.
Well, there's so much to tell. Hopefully I can do it quickly because it is an unbelievable, production. Disney, you know how Disney is well known for writing for children and adults, so it's entertaining for the whole family, appropriate for the whole family, and it's bright, colorful. You've got songs that you know from the cartoon, Part of Your World, Under the Sea, and it's supported by our 25-piece live orchestra band, and I'm not mispronouncing that. Everyone corrects me and says orchestra, but it's orf instruments that are metallophones or percussion-based instruments, and they fill up that pit in the orchestra, and they sound wonderful. Our sets are designed and produced and moved around by our students. Nero Dotson, the kid that you mentioned from the Veterans Day Assembly, our class president, he works on our sets. He works our fly rail.
Watch out, Governor Brown.
Absolutely awesome.
Watch out, Barack. Here comes Nero.
Here
comes Nero.
So we have our pit and then our drama dance choir. We all come together this last month to put together what we've been working on all year. And with that and the help of, I can't count how many volunteers, putting together costumes that are over the top fabulous. Ursula, when she lifts up her arms, her tentacles move around with
That's
her.
That's what Linda was saying. They came in last night, and then she said they were just adorable. And
They are awesome.
The singing, I guess when it gets right down to it, that's what Linda's about, is they were singing to tracks. And so they all had little headphones on, and each one of them sang, she said it was just absolutely beautiful.
Which they had never rehearsed that before. That was so I was really impressed. Wow. I was at rehearsal crossing my fingers, sweating bullets.
Listening to the radio.
And when I got home, you guys had that posted.
Oh yeah. We have it on archive. You know what? Feel free to take that and just put it on yours, or just cut what you want out and put it on your archives there for the school.
Oh, well, thank you.
And, so that you could do that. It's going to be.
It's February 1st, 2nd, and 9th at the David Marr Auditorium, which is on Eureka Way. We have two matinees on the Saturdays, and the evening performances are at 7 p.m. You get your tickets at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org, or you can come to the door, but these tickets sell really fast because it's like a little mini Disneyland because you bring your camera. We have places set up for you to take pictures and interact with
photo
the characters.
Opportunities.
Yeah, which it's really fun. And just the few times that we've taken these costumes out and character, the response from the kids in the crowd and their parents, I love watching the parents watch their kids just be adored and interact with those characters. It's really fun. And the music, and they're doing really well. The production is going really well.
Well, you know, that's great.
I
really like it when the kids are involved. You know, we want to take a quick break, then we'll come on back for a few minutes. I want to talk about, you know, your schedules. Can you get into this a little bit? Because one of the things that impressed us about the School of the Arts was you all teach in a different rhythm than most people. Do you feel comfortable in addressing that?
Sure.
Okay.
Did you want to go to break first?
Yeah, we'll go to break first, okay. And then we'll come back from that. Yeah. Carl Bott, Eric Wittstrom. Our guest is Hillary Rogerson, who is the drama teacher at Reading School of the Arts, but also the director of Disney's Little Mermaid, which is just going to be a great show. It's going to be Friday, February 1st at 7 p.m., and then Saturday, February 2nd and 9th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater. You can buy your tickets at Cascade Box Office or give them a call at 243-8877. $8 for adults, $6 for students under 14 years of age, and seniors 60 plus. Nobody in here like that. We'll be right back.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 1st, 2nd, and 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade Box Office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 2nd at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
The seaweed is
is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a bit mistake.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I bet nobody knew Eric Wittstrom could sing like that. I am, you know, Eric, I am
really
just,
melt
in the
out.
Movement. I like that hip movement you're doing there and you're moving back.
I think Hillary's going to have me as a backup.
It's there you go. You're our new understudy.
There you go. Maybe next year.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community Radio, and this is Community Radio. We catch up on a lot of things. Eric Wittstrom, Five Star Bank, is my co-host today. And we've been talking about, you know, the California budget, which is, I'm kind of in a quandary about this because, first of all, I didn't want the tax hike.
Right.
Because I think that they could have saved a lot more money in different ways. But now that they've got it, Brown sounds reasonable. So,
yeah,
but I don't
he's
know.
Committed,
if he
he's committed to spending it towards education,
and well, and high speed yeah. rails to nowhere. We know that.
Yeah.
But he sounds like he wants to start paying the debt down.
Yeah.
But the thing that scares me is, can he control the assembly rest, and the Senate? It's a super majority. Yeah. I mean, you know, they've all come. Everybody's got their agenda. So I don't know if he can control it. But the best part of today is we have Hillary Rogerson, who is the drama teacher out at Reading School of the Arts, but also the director of Disney's Little Mermaid. And we've been talking about that, a great, great event. I mean, like I said, Linda saw him last night, and she was just astounded. She thought it was great. The school itself, though, it runs a little bit different than regular schools. Is this correct?
Yeah, Reading School of the Arts is a theme-based learning system where the way they do their scheduling, they take into consideration just how a child's mind processes throughout the day. So breaking up those harder classes so it's not all in one chunk. They do the math in the morning, then they have their nutritional breaks, and then science is in the
afternoon. And nutrition is exactly that. You're not seeing them. We talked about it. There's no Twinkies going on out there.
There's no Twinkies, no anything like that. It's all...
No monsters or no...
No, oh goodness, no.
So it's things like fruit
it's
and veggies?
They make sure
proteins?
There's proteins and fruits and veggies and grains, and they try to... it's always a balanced nutritional break at lunch.
Okay.
I don't know what the program is called. I know we do it through Enterprise High School District. It's a healthy lunch program.
Okay. What it does is they don't peak with blood sugar and then drop.
Exactly.
Is the idea, I assume. Okay. You know what? We have two tickets.
Yes, we do.
Two complimentary tickets for the Reading School of the Arts, Disney's Little Mermaid here. This is going to be for any show. And we have two tickets, and I think this is a great way to, you know, for somebody to go and either take their child or their grandchild or their loved one and to see this great show. It's got Oscar winning Under the Sea, Part of the World, She's in Love, costumes, just a happy time. The first person that calls, 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567 will get a pair of tickets that you can use February 1st. At 7 p.m. or February 2nd and 9th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. 530-605-4567. Okay. Hillary, the last thing is how long have y'all been practicing for this?
Well, we actually, this is part of the benefit of Reading School of the Arts is that we are part of the curriculum. The arts is part of what they do. It's an elective class. I teach the drama elective. Don Hess teaches the music, the choir, who you may hear, know from Kids Unlimited for how many years, and Amberlee Stephenson does our dancing, Tom Burkett does our music, and Kate Lindberg does our sets program. So we each teach our own classes from day one. We get them 3 to 4 days a week for about 45 minutes a day. So it's small increments of rehearsal time with a few supplemented rehearsals for about 6 months.
Okay.
Wow.
And then for the last month, we really hit it hard and we all come together and it's amazing how it comes together. And I even get shocked when I'm reminded of how old they are. My Ariel, I said, how old are you? And I think she said 12. And I went, oh my goodness. How hard they work and what they deliver.
What range of ages?
It's 11 to, I think we have one 14-year-old.
Oh, wow.
But it's 11, 12, and 13 is the majority of our age group. But you forget about it because they're back there just
working
their tails
hard.
Off
yeah.
and they perform like professionals. They really work hard.
How fun.
Well, they sound great and I think this is going to be a wonderful thing. We have winners for the tickets.
All right.
Virginia. Okay, Virginia.
Congratulations.
We can come on down and pick up the tickets almost any time. So thank you so much, Hillary, for
coming
in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? It's relatively painless. And there's Max.
And Max, my boy. And he's my manager.
He's your manager. Okay. We've been talking to Hillary Rogerson, who's the drama teacher out at Reading School of the Arts and the director of Disney's Little Mermaid. Again, Friday, February 1st at 7 p.m. and also February 2nd at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. and the 9th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater on Eureka Way. That's up there on the hill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
David, up there where
used to be Nova, then Shasta Learning Center. Now it's UPrep.
UPrep, that's right. Buy tickets at the Cascade box office or give a call at 243-8877. Tickets are $8 for adults, $6 for students under 14, and seniors 60 and over. So Bad Bob, we can get you in cheaper. All set design, construction, and stage crew is done by students.
It's student
led by Nero.
Nero is their fearless leader in the back there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Take a quick break here. Carl Bott, Eric Wittstrom. We'll be right back because we have some things we want to talk about. Should you be allowed into the Baseball Hall of Fame if you've been juicing all the time that you were playing? We'll be right back.
Treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Six gun in my hand, behind a gun.
I think this is a reflection on me.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bad company.
That was for Eric.
Is it for Eric and about me, or is it for me about Eric? I mean, wait a minute.
We leave that to the listener.
Yeah, we're in the same boat.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers, senior discounts, veterans discounts, competitive prices, locally owned and family operated. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Good people to do business with. 530-365-3793. It's still going to get cold around here. It's January.
Just taking a break.
Even though it's like 55 degrees out there, it's still cold.
Yeah, Indian summer coming through.
530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. Eric.
Yes.
A couple minutes here. You and I have these great discussions. And, you know, I was so disappointed in Lance Armstrong. I think he should have had everything stripped away from him.
Yeah.
I mean, I defended this guy. And so if he lost everything.
Everything.
As well he should. Because he based it
on
false.
He took a risk and he got caught.
That's right. And if you listen to his interview with Oprah, which I don't, I just have Linda listen and tell me what he said. Because I refuse to listen to that too. Is that, did you know you were doing it? Yes.
Of course he
did. It bother you? No. And he said, and that was kind of scary. It didn't bother me. Now I realized everybody else was juicing during that time frame, but so what? You know what? I mean, his man was held up to a high, high standard.
Yeah.
Okay. So now let's get to baseball in the latest Hall of Fame.
The vote for the Hall of Fame
had
three stars for the first time available to be voted in. After 5 years from retiring, you can be eligible to vote in. And none of them got voted.
Barry Bonds.
Sammy Sosa. Roger Clemens.
Not one of them got enough votes.
Not even close. No.
And you think the reason is? They juiced. They used steroids.
Yes.
Or they used something.
They used
human growth hormones.
They used something.
They did something that enhanced their
The writers who voted on it were mad at them.
Okay. Now this is a good argument here.
Yeah.
Is Eric says,
I think they performed, and they performed better than anybody else of their time and ought to be in.
But how much of it was based on using the drugs?
We'll never know. And for a big period of the time, what they used wasn't banned by baseball.
For a big period of time.
Yeah. About 2002, 2003, they banned a lot of the substances that these guys have been using.
And they still used them though. Because if they had stopped this dramatic increase in their abilities, take a look at Barry Bonds. In 1 year, he bulks up like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Carl. How are you doing today?
Fine. Do you have a comment about this one?
Well, I was going to call in and talk about the person we have on the show tomorrow on Sovereign Minds, Orly Taze.
Okay, we can do that too.
Oh, good. So, anyway, she's got a Supreme Court case pending on voter fraud, and it's supposed to be heard, I believe, on February 6th. I'm not certain of that. I'll have to check. But, finally it's made it to the Supreme Court of his eligibility issues as far as...
This is Obama's eligibility issues. It's not whether he was born in the United States. This is eligibility issues based on the 14th? The natural citizen thing, right?
Correct. It's not a 14th Amendment issue. It's a constitutional issue. The requirements of Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 is that a natural citizen is, the requirements is that my understanding is that both parents have to be citizens in order to qualify for the presidency, you know, because they didn't want to have any of the parents have any foreign allegiances, you know, so that the president wouldn't have any allegiance to any other country but America. And so we've got a Ford Selective Services in there. Excuse me, I was running to get over here. but we've got that.
Don't be dying on us here.
I'm sorry?
Don't be dying on us here. Okay, so Orly Taze, who's going to be on your show, and she ran, by the way, for Secretary of State of California, is saying that he's got a Ford Social Security number, that under the Constitution, because his father was born in Kenya,
everybody
knows that. That's not a secret.
Yeah, he's admitted that himself.
And that,
the birth certificate that he issued.
In fact, other documents that got him into college, but the fact is according to the Constitution, under the naturally born citizen, is that both parents have to be citizens of the United States. And
that's correct, and that's the big issue here that seems to be getting lost in this, you know, smear the birther campaign. anybody who even talks about any records of this.
Okay, that's going to be, we've run out of time. So that's going to be tomorrow, Sovereign Minds from 8 o'clock.
8 to 9. Yep.
All right, it might be interesting to listen to this because she is, she gets right in there like a little bulldog. All right.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Carl.
All right.
You bet.
We'll be right back. Eric Wittstrom, Carl Bott. We're going to be finishing up our baseball talk women in combat. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Went too far, exceeding his authority. That's in a ruling just out from a federal court. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz explains live at the White House.
The federal appeals court ruled that the president violated the Constitution when he filled three vacancies on the National Labor Relations Board. The president invoked recess appointment powers to fill those posts, but the court agreed with House Republicans that technically Congress was still in session. An appeal to the Supreme Court is expected. This throws into doubt any rulings for the NLRB while those members were seated. Dave?
Mike, President Obama has found a new chief of staff, his fourth one. He wants longtime advisor Dennis McDonough to take over for Jack Lew, who is the president's choice to become Treasury Secretary. A former CIA officer ordered to prison for a leak to the press. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Supporters label John Kiraku a whistleblower who exposed the CIA's use of torture against terror suspects when he leaked a covert officer's name to a reporter. But prosecutors say the 48-year-old violated the Intelligence Identities Protection Act. Kiraku, after reaching a plea agreement, has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. A district judge saying if she could, she would have sentenced him to much more time. Dave.
Jared, 6 weeks after the elementary school massacre that devastated Newtown, Connecticut, the school board is seeking a waiver so students would not have to take standardized tests in grades 3 through 8. Let them play. The government wants schools to give kids with disabilities more chances to play sports. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Dave, it's being likened to the Title IX amendments to education laws, ensuring female students get to play competitive sports in school. The Education Department now says schools must allow disabled students to play on teams or at least provide equal teams and leagues for them. There's no set deadline for schools to enact this. It's believed some larger school districts will have teams and conferences for disabled athletes. Less populated areas may put together regional teams, Dave.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
To have the perfect relationship that works into my life, there has to be somebody special.
At Match.com, we want to help make it easier for you to get started in finding someone great. That's why you can now try Match.com free. That's right. Get 7 days free and see who's out there for you. You can read profiles, view photos, and connect with people all free. Visit our exclusive website for this limited time offer. Go to TryMatch.com. That's TryMatch.com and get 7 days of Match free.
Match opens up incredible possibilities to meet people that you never would have met without it.
Getting on Match, it was so easy. I thought, what have I been waiting on?
This exclusive offer is for a limited time only, so visit TryMatch.com now. That's TryMatch.com. Match.com. 1 in 5 relationships now begins online. Why not let yours be one of them?
First dates are more exciting than anything. I thought, you know, why not?
And for a limited time only, Match is giving you 7 days free. Visit TryMatch.com for details. That's TryMatch.com. Join today.
Vice President Biden continues his gun control push, having a gun safety roundtable in Virginia this hour. And as he wants to ban assault weapons, a police chief in the town of Marion, Iowa, wants more of them.
Police Chief Harry Dougherty is worried that his 50 officers could be outgunned by criminals. Fox News has learned he wants the city to okay his plan to have half of the officers buy their own AR-15 assault rifles, $2,000 each, to be paid for by deductions from paychecks. Chief Dougherty says this would mean that first responders have enough firepower to deal with heavily armed suspects. Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
There is something secretive going on in Washington. A judge holding closed-door hearings in an old murder case.
The parents of Chandra Levy are wondering why lawyers are discussing her murder.
They can't tell us because it's secret.
Robert Levy is the father of Chandra, a congressional intern murdered more than 11 years ago after a rumored affair with former Congressman Gary Condit. 2 years ago, a jury convicted illegal immigrant Ingmar Gwandike of the murder. All the lawyers say is they're talking about one witness, says Chandra's mother, Susan Levy.
It doesn't really matter, except that they get the right person.
Guandique's appeal of a 60-year sentence is on hold while the attorneys are talking. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
In recent years, more kids have been diagnosed with some form of autism. And there is a new treatment It sounds old-fashioned.
Top doctors say they are on their way to successfully treating autism using parasitic worms. A team at Albert Einstein College of Medicine is leading a trial to see if TSO, the eggs of a whipworm, can cure the symptoms of autism. In the past 20 years, doctors have used parasitic worms to help patients with Crohn's disease and hope the worm's effect on the immune system will stop the inflammatory response they believe is linked to autism. Chris Honig, Fox News Radio.
We bought more new homes last year, the most since 2009, even though sales did drop 7% in the month of December. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 37 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, we're back. Carl Bott, Eric Wickstrom. Linda, of course, is still on sabbatical. She's still, you know, doing all that stuff. She's healthy, happy. She listened to the show last night. She's there. They're really, that was my proof of life last night, is Linda was live last night on the spot with Linda Bott. Good morning, January the 25th, 8:06 in the morning, our second hour here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Eric Wickstrom, of course, of Five Star Bank, is my guest co-host. And Bad Bob, what's the weather?
Mostly cloudy this morning, showers in the afternoon, a high of 63. Tonight, cloudy and a few showers and a little bit of rain off and on, low of 47, and more of the same as we get into the weekend, a high near 59 degrees and occasional showers here and there. And checking the temperature, 51 degrees in Reading, with the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, pizza night on Thursday nights. They're building that cotillion building out there with all this steel and glass. It's absolutely going to be
spectacular.
It's the only one, it's only one like it around here. It is, and he's got permits for it. Hey, and of course, fine dining, music on the weekends, horseback riding,
sporting clays.
474-5546. You can't go wrong there. Hey, tonight at the Classic Cafe is the German dinner. Once a month, they do a special dinner, and tonight it's going to be the German dinner. And let me tell you, Millie and Kathy
they knock it out.
Oh, this is great. And things like Rinde Rulle Lauden, Sauerbraten, Leber and Zwiebeln mit Nudeln, Zickersnitzel, Schweinbraten, Paprikum mit Nudeln, and some other stuff. And plus beer and wine. Anyway, it is great. Get down around 5 o'clock. Give them a call at 244-4939. If you haven't gone, there's like a mini
museum. Go on down there, have a great time and a great meal.
And they're going to get a hug from the girls.
Or two.
And,
yes.
We've both been down, you know what, SOS. We had SOS.
Yes, we did.
Woo.
It was good SOS.
It was great SOS. Okay. We've got, is that Amy?
She's not on. We have Chris on one, Coach Bob on two.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's go to Chris Lasondak for our Wells Fargo Minute.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 40 points at 13,865. The S&P 500 adding 4 points at 1499, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 14 points at 3144. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 188 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $3.52 at $446.90, Microsoft up 36 cents at $27.98, Cisco Systems up 17 cents at $21.19, and Intel's adding 3 cents at $20.96. Of local interest, Safeway up a penny at $19.33, North Valley Bank down 83 cents at $15.77, and Harley-Davidson up 39 cents at $53.25. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.92%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down 19 cents a barrel at $95.76. And precious metals are low, with gold down $5.62 an ounce at $16.61.74, while silver's down 26 cents an ounce at $31.37. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Minute on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 in the market, in the morning. And they give us the latest on the markets, the prices on gold, silver, and everything. But they're the ones to talk to you if you need some help getting through Wall Street. Give them a call at 530 214-373-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. Good people down there, Chris and Josh and Kathy and Susan, just really good people down at Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, let's do, hey, Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are
Hello,
you?
Lynn, if you're listening.
Good.
And your guest, Eric.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
My daughter at 42 still plays softball now that I'm retired from it, coaching and whatnot after 24 years. She still plays the game, and they play very competitive city league type of slow pitch softball. Go all over. They go almost up to the state of Washington to play. Every year they come out with a new glove that is bigger and better and badder than the last one that will help catch the ball, trap the ball, so you don't drop a line drive or a grounder.
Cryonite
Every year
bats.
They come out with a new bat that's made out of aircraft aluminum or high-end titanium, which are now illegal. But double-wall bats, triple-wall bats, all to enable the trampoline effect to hit that ball harder and further. Now, none of those girls do steroids, to my knowledge, and it would be silly if they did. Thing is, we have every contraption available to improve our game at the lowest level, like I just described, or at the highest level of professional Major League Baseball. We have the best coaches with the best training, and it gets better every year. There's a reason for that. Everybody wants to improve. Now, I've changed my stance on this steroid nonsense. Alluding to Lance Armstrong, well, you know, they take his trophy away. They ain't nobody they can give it to because they all did it.
That's true.
And the fact that he's a liar, well, so is everybody we elect from city council on up to Washington, D.C. That seems to be a part of human nature and American life, maybe, you know, global life. I don't know. The thing is, he was the best at what he did. As much as I dislike both of them, Barry Bonds and Clemens were very, very good at what they did. I would be against them being in the Hall of Fame just from the standpoint that I don't think they did any good for the game. They were jerks. Sammy Sosa was not a jerk.
Right.
Mark Guire was not a jerk. They actually helped the game of baseball, especially in the year 1998. Whether they were on juice or not on juice, they brought people back to the game after baseball stepped on their own foot and went on strike. My biggest objection with this whole argument is that, to me, if I were king tomorrow, the Baseball Writers Association of America would never, ever have another vote for anybody for the Hall of Fame. They don't deserve it. They're a bunch of writers that sit down at computer keyboards. They have no business judging anybody. It should be players who have been X amount of years in the league currently and retired, but no member of the Hall of Fame currently because they have an axe to grind. Leave it to the players, the managers, and the retired players to elect their own.
Yeah, Coach,
baseball writers, my goodness.
Yeah, no, okay. Coach Bob, this is Eric. I couldn't agree with you more. I think in a lot of cases, especially this vote, the writers are voting because they have an axe to grind, not because they really have a strong opinion on the issues.
Absolutely.
And they're taking, and this is their one chance in their life to be important. And they have a chance to make a difference in
absolutely
in a professional's life that perform better than anybody else.
Okay.
Yeah, in a job that these guys are not capable of even stepping on the field for, yeah, let alone performing at.
All right.
Okay, Coach Bob, we got to run. We're way over time here. But, you know,
thank you
for, you know, it's a different perspective, Coach Bob, and we've known each other a long time, and I, you know, and so thanks for calling in with this. When we come back from the break, one, I have to talk to Travis down in Vacaville. Because I think he's listening. But then we've also got Ron about talking about women in combat. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Eric Wittstrom. This is KCNR 1460.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale, going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Head on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Reading. Let your neighbors give you great deals down there in their service department, second to none. They'll keep that truck, car, or SUV running all the time. And they take, like I said, they take great pride in what they sell and how they service. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. It's for the North State. They need great deals from a great car company. All right. Let me talk to Travis real quick here. I was down in Vacaville.
Travis.
And Travis is the manager down there at Guns, Fishing, and Outdoor Stuff. He was talking about teaching and Ron, hang on, I'll get to you. Just only take a minute here. He was teaching a ladies only class, and he gets sued by a guy in San Francisco who says, how can you, because you're discriminating against me. I can't be in the class. He said, well, it's a ladies only class. He sues him. It's going to court, and he wins.
You got to be kidding.
No. It's true. Travis says, I can't believe it. He said, well, right before, you know, right when it was getting, I mean, they said, we're going to offer a chance to settle out of court. They jumped at it because it was not looking good. They have, you know, ladies only classes because ladies, when they're teaching them to shoot, you know, let's just face it. If there's men in the class, there's, you know, some things change, but women only classes are great. They learn fast. They help each other and all this. Yeah. But he sued because he was being not allowed into the ladies class. Anyway, I had to pass that on. I know. Okay. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning.
Morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine, Ron. You want to talk about women in combat?
Well, I had two thoughts I'd like to hear your response on, and one of them is, if women truly want to be equal in serving on the front line, why is it on a voluntary basis only for them? And the second one is, this morning on Fox News, somebody brought up the comment about women meeting the same physical requirements, and some guy said, well, maybe the requirements for men are too high.
Oh, Ron, you know what? Thank you.
Let our Marine comment on that.
You know what? This is exactly what I was talking about. This is exactly what they say. Oh, because, you know, they caveat this crap by saying we're not going to change the standards. Well, I have been in the situations where they integrated women into men units into for training. Officers. These are people that were in super physical condition. The women could not keep up. And this nothing against, they were smarter. I mean, it's not being tough. It's not being courageous. It's not being, you know, able to do a lot of the jobs. It's just physically they couldn't keep up. In combat, we have women in combat. I have seen it. I've had women machine gunners. We've had women, look at them, Time Magazine, lost their arm, lost a leg. They are in combat. But to open up all of the jobs and to say, oh, they should be given a chance. It's one thing to say, we're not going to lessen the physical requirements. It is absolutely something else to say is maybe those requirements are too high. Well, maybe there's a reason those requirements are high.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Oh, you got me going on that one, Ron.
Well, what about the second one? If they want to truly be equal, why is it on a voluntary basis only?
Well, because, you know, that's a good point. I know is that the women that were like in the MP units and the supply units that were running, logistical convoys were, out there in the middle of combat, and it wasn't voluntary because their job was to, be drivers or gunners on these, vehicles. So that wasn't, what they're talking about is, but see, there's always been this exclusion of women saying they cannot be in combat. Direct combat. Well, that's been bypassed because of Iraq and these other areas. Now, but to go into these units like infantry, artillery, armor, and any of that would be a voluntary thing. They would not be assigned automatically to an infantry unit, is what I think it means.
Right, but do men get to volunteer for that, or are they just?
Most of the time, believe it or not, they go in there and they sign the papers, they're pretty much, they have a choice up to a point. If they reenlist, sometimes it changes. But okay. This is the camel's nose in the tent. All right.
Yep.
Stand by. Because when you heard that on Fox, maybe the standards are too high.
Oh, that was Juan Williams.
Well, Juan, I wonder if Juan's been in the military before.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Juan Williams.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay, thanks for getting my blood pressure all the way up to 240. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. We got to take a quick break here. Carl Bott, Eric Winstrom.
You can't make this stuff up, can you?
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw, and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yes, welcome back. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460. Linda's on sabbatical.
Wish your butt was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Yes. Burl.
Back before Elvis. Vietnam War came along.
I'm here with Eric Wickstrom's my co-host today. Yeah.
Good times really over for good.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Emergency calls, routine maintenance, repairs, installation, you name it, they do it. Great people there. We've all done business with Alliance Heating and Air. 530-221-2642. Head to homecomfort.org is their website. Been in business since 1992. Great people doing great work. You know, I say that, you know, anybody that we do, that we talk about here is people we've done business with. We know them. Otherwise, we don't read things for them or say things about them. All right. Going back, you know, somebody just walked in and said, well, I think it's a good way that women are, you know, closer, you know, in equality. Let me tell you something. Closer in equality. What does that mean? They're already in combat. Okay. You want to make it. Okay. They can go into combat. All right. We know that. Yeah. But let's talk about what's driving this. There was a program, and it was put together a group of, former military, active duty military, politicians, and all this about, and the bottom line is equality in the service. Does everybody have a chance? Well, guess what? Everybody is not created equal. And to say that, and there was complaints that women, gosh, we weren't being promoted as fast to generals as much because we could not be in those ranger units, those infantry units, those special force units. And that's why. You know, we're running it for political correctness. We're running a affirmative action program in the military to push people up by putting them into units that before was just men. And there's a reason why it was just men.
Well, I think you know, I listened to your show a little bit yesterday on the way in, and Trish Clark made the comment that, and I think it holds true, and we all sometimes ignore the obvious, but that there's things that men do better than women, and there's things that women do better than men and always will, and we have to, you know, have to just accept that.
Well, let's take to the next point here is that the fact is that there's a drawdown. I mean, let's look at it. We're talking about tens of thousands of troops being drawn down here in the next 3 or 4 years. I mean, we're not talking 5,000. We're talking 35, 40,000 reduction in of units and all this. So now is this the time you think we can take women that one woman, maybe one out of 4,000, 5,000 that can actually meet the requirements? And let's just give an example of a tank crew who has to, in a crouch, pick up a 50-pound shell, make a 180-degree turn, load it, turn around, and do this for a few hours. Now, if you can meet that physical requirement, good, you know, good on you. But what about the, is it just one woman that makes that? What about one woman in an infantry battalion? I mean, that can hang in there and do it. There have been study after study after study that shows they can't. That's my whole thing is if you lessen it, if you lessen the requirements, then you're putting other people at danger because people can't hang in there during something most stressful time of your life. And the people you hear talking about, oh, you know, I wasn't in the military. Hey, then unless you've been in the military, you know, keep your yap shut. Juan Williams. If you were in the military, Juan, keep your yap shut unless you've been there. And that's all, all I have to say about that.
No. You have an opinion? Come on, Carl.
Well, you know what?
No.
When you do that,
you've been there, you've seen it, and we, you know, we joke a little bit about it, but this isn't a social experiment. This is life and death. This is
not a baseball game.
No, it's not a baseball game. Baseball game's entertainment. We can debate that and, you know, and have a lot of different opinions on it, but the military is life and death. And you're talking about having to rely on that person next to you for your life.
To be there.
And they need to meet. To be there. And there's standards that have been developed and must be met to be able to achieve that. Yeah. And why compromise that? You're compromising people's lives.
Well, that's the point is you need to get everybody to a point.
Right.
And somebody can't
not
keep
move
up.
That, not move that you're, point you're losing, down to get everybody.
Yeah, you're losing the ability to get there. I mean, then you're losing your ability to fight. Anyway. We'll probably be hearing about this for a long time. We got to take a break here. Carl Bott, Eric Witch. When we come back, hey, liquid gold on the streets of your city. We'll be right back.
I'm Chris Foster. A federal appeals court rules President Obama acted unconstitutionally by going around Congress to fill spots on the National Labor Relations Board.
The president invoked recess appointment powers to fill those posts, but the court agreed with House Republicans that technically Congress was still in session. An appeal to the Supreme Court is expected.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. At their annual winter meeting, some Republicans suggest changing the way we elect presidents by spreading around electoral votes.
The president invoked recess appointment powers to fill those posts, but the court agreed with House Republicans that technically Congress was still in session. An appeal to the Supreme Court is expected.
Fox News.
Maine and Nebraska are the only states that apportion their presidential electors by congressional district instead of winner-take-all like every other state. But Republicans control just over half the state legislature.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Fox News. You report, you decide.
Are you tired of earning less than a half a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account and this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Is poker your passion? River's Edge Poker Room inside Wind River Casino is your Valentine's Day hotspot for a fun, exciting, and lucky Valentine's Day. Grab a mate and play your cards right in our Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament February 14th at 6 p.m. Your $45 per couple buy-in will get you $4,000 in chips. Get lucky with the Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament on February 14th at 6 p.m. For details, call 1-800-YOU-WIN, log on to WindRiver.com, check out the River's Edge on Facebook.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino for our Valentine's dinner special. Charbroiled filet mignon and lobster tail, baked potato and seasoned vegetables. house salad and chocolate-dipped Grand Marnier strawberries with a glass of champagne for only $50 a couple. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine with $10 free slot play on us. Call 1-800-YOU-WIN or log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event sponsored in part by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Redding Rancheria, and Dutch Brothers.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Good morning. Hey, it's Friday, January the 25th, my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Sandy.
This show's zipping by or what?
It's going quick because we're on our attention deficit disorder show. Because Linda's not here to hold me down. You're over there on some kind of weird drug. And Eric Wittstrom, who is supposed to be bringing some kind of sanity to this, is going,
I'm just amazed. I'm all in. I'm amazed. Push the chips into the middle of the table.
Yeah, I'm doubling down.
All in.
I'm all in, right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My friends down there, great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. Can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. And then we talk about, again, Classy Cafe tonight on Athens Avenue starting around 5 o'clock. German dinners, anything you can imagine there, Rinder, Rudenladen, Sauerbraten, all that stuff. I'm not going to go through this again because why is it that every time I eat Sauerbraten, I feel like I need to invade Poland? Anyway, and it's also got German beer and wine. So give them a call at 244-4939. But it's a great place. Millie and Kathy are such great people, and the food is just, you know what? It's just remarkable. All right. Oh, you know what? Let's give away some tickets. Want to go to Mardi Gras? Have you been voting? Have you been voting for the,
I've been asked to vote. I voted for everybody.
The Soroptimus International?
Yeah.
Well, you're an equal opportunity
no,
voter.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not? So you just vote for one person? You're going to tell me? No, okay. I'm not going to ask you because, you know, there goes accounts out of the bank. Anyway, I've got two tickets for these. These are $10. These are $10 tickets. And this is for the Mardi Gras. Tomorrow night at the Civic Auditorium starting at 7 p.m. to 12 o'clock. They've got dancing. They've got, you know, they've got the gambling. They've got the whole thing. It's a great time. Proceeds to benefit community projects. Got to be 21 years or older. 530-605-4567 for these tickets. They're free. They're $10 tickets and you can just have a great time. You can put a mask on, in fact. Because it's Mardi Gras. And then you can go do things and people won't recognize you. Which Bad Bob does when he goes into banks. But we never even going to mention that one. So 530-605-4567.
Phones are lighting up.
The phones are ringing now. Go in two tickets to Mardi Gras. And you can pick them up today. Okay. Assault weapon bans. You're a hunter, a shooter.
Yes.
So Joe Biden seems to think that...
Does Joe know what an assault weapon is?
He saw a picture of one.
He did. Okay.
What is an assault weapon? To me, a weapon, just by the term weapon, is an assault weapon because you can use it to assault things. Can you have an assault bat?
Probably.
Yeah. If you pick up a bat, if you look at how many people are killed by bats and hammers, and those are obviously assault bats and hammers. Anyway, bottom line is that Joe's come out and says, "Well, you know what? You don't need anything but a double barrel shotgun to defend your house.
Just put a little salt pellets out there.
Put them in there and you fire those two, two barrels. Joe. That'll scare them away. Unless there's like four of them.
Unless there's four of them with
on meth.
Something other than a shotgun.
Yeah. And they've got pistols. Oh, but that's what Joe, have you ever been in that situation? Oh, probably not. Here we go again with people saying, making these pronouncements. The fact is that, assault weapons are automatic or not. First of all, they're not automatic weapons. Right. The definition
in
of assault
mind,
weapon.
In my mind, assault, it's an automatic weapon used for military purposes.
It can be semi-automatic or automatic. That's an assault weapon for military purposes. Yeah. There are none out there for sale like that.
I couldn't go find one. Not legally.
And Donnie, is that Donnie?
Danny,
you just won two tickets to the Mardi Gras. Thanks a lot for calling.
Danny.
Yeah, Danny. There's such a huge difference. Yes. And they say, well, why do you need why do you need a magazine with 20 rounds? Why not? I mean, there would have been, you know what? There would have been no, that atrocity at Sandy Hook, the massacre at Sandy Hook.
Horrible.
From what I understand when the information is coming out is that the rifle wasn't even used in this. This is what I'm getting from now, the latest, but the bottom line on it is whether it's a 10-round magazine. Okay, in New York, they just changed it to 7-round magazines. So you've got a 7-round magazine. How long does it take you to exchange a 7-round magazine for another 7-round magazine?
Just as long as it takes you to exchange for 10 for a 10.
That's right. The part is get away from banning and taking away the rights of the citizens who are law-abiding citizens. Let's get into things like securing our schools. You want to spend a huge campaign, millions of dollars, on assault bans, Dianne Feinstein? I've got a better idea, Dianne. Why not, here in California, why don't you come up with like $10 million?
Yeah, help support.
And you come to the schools and say, how do we safeguard our schools?
How do we help support our schools? I think Mike Stewart wrote a former superintendent of public schools in Shasta High School District, wrote an editorial about this after the Sandy Hook, and it's continued today. They have an armed Reading police officer on the schools.
In the high schools.
Right. And they've done that for a lot of reasons. But it's the kind of the same concept as neighborhood policing, having exposure out there. It's not going to eliminate everything, but people know that there's an armed, policeman there.
People, unfortunately,
and if we could get
crazy people, they're going to follow things, so
sure.
This guy happened. So
we're not going to eliminate crazy people.
We're not going to. Now, what you can do is you can make sure you can say, hey, you need to keep your weapons in storage. I know you probably, and you've got kids.
I have kids.
Do you have any weapons out that they can get a hold of?
I don't have a loaded gun in the house, and I have everyone locked in.
When my grandkids come. If we've got a weapon in the house, it goes into the safe.
Sure.
And even though they know about weapons, because my son's a U.S. Marshal, and so he has lots of weapons around the house.
Yep.
He has them locked up too. But they are familiar with that. So when you get into this thing,
are you saying it's a little bit of personal responsibility?
A lot of personal responsibility.
Really?
And the bottom line is this: and I've said this over and over and over again: the gun debate is going to go on forever. So what if I go into a schoolhouse? And I walk into a room with a double-barrel shotgun, and I've got a bandolier of ammunition, and I'm firing buckshot. Boom, boom, and I start reloading. Boom, boom. What you have to prevent is this crazy from getting into the classroom. And how do you do that? By putting a door on the classroom that they can't get in a safety glass so you can look out and see who these guys are, in a communication system that gets goes automatically throughout the school.
Gets everybody's attention.
There you go. We'll be right back. Eric Wittstrom and me, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Gun owners at California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Howdy, y'all. This is Michael Smalljohn of Mike's Outdoors. Please join me on Saturdays at 6 a.m. as we talk about the wide-open outdoors of Northern California. As in the past, Frank Galusha of MyOutdoorBuddy.com will be joining me with interesting hunting and fishing news. So please join me, your host, Michael Smalljohn, with Frank Galusha of MyOutdoorBuddy.com on Saturdays at 6 a.m. for Mike's Outdoors right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Oral Surgeon Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
All right. What's the song from? Carl Bott. Eric Wickstrom, KCNR 1460.
It's not the Little Mermaid.
The song is from Streets of Fire.
I'd like to see this redone in modern graphics.
Diane Lane, who looked really great but was not singing. If you haven't seen Streets of Fire, you gotta go see it. It is hard rock like you can't believe. It's a great movie. It's an old movie. Yeah, you probably pull it up from someplace. All right.
I mean, Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. But I tell you what, you know, but it's got, I mean, just hard rock in there and it's just great. It's got, you know, a lot of good actors in it.
It's the one that made Michael Paré, isn't it?
Yeah. That's one of the ones. And that and Eddie and the Cruisers, which was another great, great movie. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster. From a small chip up to a crack 24 inches long. Now you get a little chip in your windshield, gets water in it, gets frozen, cracks your windshield.
That's correct.
He will fix it for you. He guarantees his work. Now, nobody else does that. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Tell him you heard about it here and go on down to 3280 Market Street in Redding or give him a call at 241-8373. Jeff will tell you if he can fix your windshield. If he can't, he'll just tell you that. And otherwise, he'll fix it, and then he guarantees his work. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. My guest, Eric Wickstrom, you know, I want to talk about this. There is a run on stealing Tide detergent.
You mentioned that. What in the world?
Colorado has had a spate of robberies in organized robberies, and they're losing $6,000 or $7,000 at a time. Sometimes they just go in and they take one or two of the Tide.
The big boxes.
It's Tide. And the reason is because one, it's not traceable.
It's a commodity.
And two, people know it as a commodity and they go out and they sell it for half price. And it's like $18 for a gallon bottle, wherever it is. It's a lot of money. Anyway, so Tide, it's become the liquid gold of the streets.
What's
can
the
you,
world
can you imagine
to?
That?
Well, I'm just glad that even the criminal element occasionally wants clean clothes.
Well, it's not for them. They're selling it to other people so they can buy their drugs. Speaking of which.
Drugs?
I heard yesterday.
Yes.
Is that, and the police made a, you know, I talked to the police yesterday.
Yeah.
And through this Reading Crime Watch, and they made a press release on it today. Jeterbilt had stuff that got stolen. Oh. Well, in that equipment was little GPS locators. They caught the guys in the truck with the stuff. Now, the police are putting this out everywhere. They're putting these GPS locators and all types of equipment out there in a sting deal so that when people steal things, they go in there to steal, that they can track them just like a LoJack.
Well, it's a horrible problem. We've, you know, at the bank, we've financed some construction projects that some of our businesses have expanded and built. And on there's a, the contractors have people coming through every night looking for pulling copper wire, stealing tools,
generators,
anything every single night, and they're on major corridors. Some of them, one of them's on the bluff. We just finished financing a beautiful building up on the bluff, and there's people crawling out of the woods in the evening going up and helping themselves, breaking into trailers, stealing tools every single night.
And then selling them, obviously. Yeah. Let's go to the phones.
All right.
There's Linda.
Well,
fantastic.
Good morning, guys.
It's
good
morning, Linda.
Well, a couple things. I hate to ruin your fantasy, Carl. Diane Lane was not singing in that movie.
I know. I said that. I said she looked great, but it wasn't her singing.
Okay. Well, that's what I heard because that was Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, well, I tell you what. Because we watched it that time. But it was just, it was the music. I love the music in that movie.
Yeah. So I was thinking, you know me. Oh, God, don't say that. The other thing is that Tide, I grew up on Tide, and we buy Tide, and I actually just, purchased some Tide for $13.98, not really realizing that this was a liquid gold. So it was an $18.98, but of course it's not the regular big size that you buy usually it is expensive, and you usually don't get it for $13.98, so I was quite surprised at Raley's that they had that kind of buy.
Well, why don't you?
I know that's just FYI.
Well, honey, why don't you go down to the corner of Cypress and, in Hartnell and just kind of wait there. Somebody will come by and sell it to you.
With a backpack on, right?
Yeah, but the backpack said, we'll buy Tide.
Yeah, backpack and a kind of a wink and just say, yeah, would you be surprised what I've got in my backpack?
They'll have their own personal grocery cart full.
They just bring Tide down to you.
All right, take care. You guys are doing a great job. I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, love you, honey.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, but that's really interesting. First of all, Five Star Bank, you all are primarily into small business loans.
Yes, absolutely.
And helping people get started. And, everybody knows, but Five Star Bank is the one that backed our small business loan so we could get on the air. And we've always appreciated that. But we've seen that in a lot of businesses here in town, and we've sent people over there. And because you give, Eric, and I don't know how the other banks are. I can just talk about this one. And for Five Stars, that what I've been told is that they'll come in there and where some other banks will lead them on for like 2 or 3 weeks at a time. Not lead them on, they can't come up with an answer. So leading it on me is not the right idea, but they can't come up with an answer. But with you, within a day
Try and figure out
to do it.
What we need to do to help you realize your dream.
Well, and that's it, is realizing your dream, because the American dream is still alive and well.
Absolutely.
You can't give up. All right.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl, Linda Bott, you just heard from Linda on her sabbatical. Eric Wittstrom is my co-host.
So those rumors are untrue.
Yeah, see? She's alive. I don't have her someplace where she can't be seen. We'll be right back.
Right. Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Vaught on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
No, I won't.
Yeah, thanks, Roger.
Roger Hitchcock's on 7 to 10 every night, Monday through Friday.
Yes, he is.
Today, after the show, is Bold Truth coming in, Ed K. Blue. And then after that, of course, Agenda 21 with Paul Preston. And, they're coming up with some stuff. And then, as we just heard from Sovereign Minds, Mark Kennedy, he's got Orly Tates, who ran for, who ran for Secretary of State here in California. And the reason she ran was to make Obama prove his birthright. Anyway, so she's up in front of the Supreme Court that's actually on the docket. Now that's interesting that something went up like this and it's actually up on the docket. Questioning, the paperwork around the president. Not his birth, but Social Security numbers, the fact that a natural born parents are not. Anyway, that's at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Sovereign Minds. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Hey, on those doors you talk about, you know, having lock a door from in the school classroom.
Seems like that'd be a good idea.
I thought back here about 5 or 6 years ago, or maybe 10 years ago, when they were having all the trouble with the kids getting molested in rooms and things. That was a school policy that a door couldn't be locked from the inside when it had school kids in it, also for a fire safety.
Wow. Well, I can understand that. How about a panic door then? Or a mag locks or something like that where somebody can hit the door and open it. The problem is, and I understand what you're saying, because there's... If you do one thing, you got a perv that takes a child in a room and molests them. Well, I hate to say this, but I have a way of handling that one too. And that's put together the crazy guy with a gun with a perv and lock them in a room.
Just put them on an island.
No, just lock them in a room and see what happens.
Let it solve itself.
It's not even winning. You can't win and you can't even play the game with things like this. But I think there's ways of doing this that we can make our schools safer. I really do. I think there's ways we can make our schools safer. But we've got to try. We just can't just sit around here in a whirlpool slowly being flushed to the bottom of the sewer.
Well, what they're doing, they're sitting around here and they're trying to operate us out of fear. And fear is not the way to go. Common sense is the way to use. And you got to get people with common sense, which we used to have teachers with common sense, which you do not have anymore, but you do have.
Well, you know what?
You have a fair few of them, I mean. You do have some, but that's where you need is common sense. Back to the schools, and when we grew up, we didn't have this kind of problems.
You're right, we didn't. You know, people can go back and say, well, there's been school shootings, but it's usually in onesies and twosies. There's been a couple of exceptions. You know, I think in 1932, there was a fire started by a member of the school that killed 32 people. But, I mean, if you go back in time and you look at all the historical data, there's been violence in schools, but nothing to the extent of what you've seen in probably in the last 10 years. So there's other questions to ask too. But Jim, thanks a lot for your comments. We got to run here. The other thing, too, is there is common sense in schools. There's teachers who are out there with common sense. There's administrators. But it gets down to the fact is you know, people are making rules based on
reactions.
Well, yeah. But okay, based on reaction, but they're making rules based on old think, if I can say that.
Sure.
Old think, where we've got to find ways of simple ways, economical ways to safeguard the schools. And you can do that. We're smart enough to do that. And if you just think, oh, we can't do this because, oh, the door can't be locked. Well, yes, the door can be locked as long as there's a way of getting it open, you know, quickly. So anyway, Eric Wickstrom, thank you very much.
My pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be here. 2 hours full.
Great to have you.
Oh, two hours full.
You know what? You just kidding. And you know what? You can't.
I'm always in awe of how this works.
During the breaks, you can't see him. He just pokes me. He gets me started. He lights a fire and the fuse gets going. Anyway, okay. We're going to be followed by the Bold Truth, of course. And then, Agenda 21, of course, tomorrow filled with shows and Sunday again filled with shows. The bridal from the, during the Don and Judy show, they're going to be from the bridal extravaganza down in Simpson. So
beautiful.
We'll be back next Monday. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Timing is everything, and a federal appeals court says the president got it wrong with three recess appointments and violated the Constitution. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The federal appeals court struck down as unconstitutional the three recess appointments that President Obama made to the National Labor Relations Board. A recess appointment gives the president power to fill positions when Congress is not in session. But Republicans say that when the president made these appointments, they were technically still in session, even though most members were out of town. The appeals court agreed. The White House is expected to appeal to the Supreme Court. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. Citing frustration with the White House and Congress, longtime Republican lawmaker Saxby Chambliss just confirming he will not seek a third term to his Georgia Senate seat next year. Chambliss, who's been criticized by Tea Party Republicans as one of the bipartisan gang of six on the budget, says his decision is not about any potential primary challenge. A four